News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Joining us today is Ambassador for Healthy Living. She's a fitness instructor, best-selling author, and award-winning TV producer and filmmaker. She's appeared on MTV, VH1, Discovery, and Fox, just to name a few. She's happily married to rock and roll legend Ted Nugent. Welcome to the show, author of 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy, Chimaine Nugent. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Chimaine.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, great to have you on the show. First, share with us, what inspired you to help others rock and roll their way to happy and healthy life?
Well, mostly our home that was once featured on an MTV Cribs was contaminated with black mold. In fact, Dr. David Perlmutter, your previous guest, was one of the doctors who helped diagnose me. And I found out that my husband Ted and I, both had 4 different types of mold in our bloodstream. And that got me on the road to... At one point, I was Detroit's most physical female, and then I was on oxygen, barely able to walk up a flight of stairs. My life depended on it.
Wow.
So I became an investigative sleuth and healed myself and my family with alternative or functional remedies like infrared sauna, vitamin IV, and oxygen.
Great. So you put this book together kind of like, you know, and I love it. It's so easy to read. It's simple, and everyone's so busy, and they just go, what's 4 minutes? 4 minutes a day. Come on, folks. You have 4 minutes.
Well, you know who I'm married to, and
yes.
That's part of the reason we only have a few minutes a day. Time is up the end. And in fact, I am going to make your day right now, and I'm going to put Ted on the phone just to say hi.
Fantastic.
Greetings and a happy summertime 2016 barbecue rock and roll season to you and everyone out there.
Hey, Ted. It's such an honor. I saw you in concert at 15. I've been a fan ever since. And what I love
my band is the best band, huh?
Yeah, unlike most rock stars from that generation, you are lean, healthy, and you have your faculties. Do you contribute your good health to the blueprint your wife shares in her new book? Is that
sure?
Secret?
A conscientious decision making life, starting with proper food. We're hunters and fishermen and trappers, so we only eat natural, organic superfood from the good Mother Earth. We kill all our own food, and we grow as much as we can. So yeah, conscientious choices, healthy choices, is what quality of life is all about.
Yeah, too bad Keith Richards didn't have someone like Chimaine on her side.
Well, I'm 68 years clean and sober. I could not fathom putting poison, chemicals, and drugs into my sacred temple. I was watching all my fellow musicians everywhere back in the 60s and 70s just partaking in this suicidal guarantee of substance abuse, the drinking, the drugs, the tobacco, the bad food. And I tried to help as many as I could, and I did help a bunch of them. But you really have to decide that your gift of life from God must not just be respected, but revered. You should only put super fuel into your sacred temple. And at 68 years clean and sober, I'm on the greatest tour of my life that proves that those kind of choices and that kind of discipline is the essence of quality of life and happiness. And that's how the Nugent family, Chimaine celebrated that in her book, 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy. And doctor, you should see the unsolicited testimonials where people have woke up and said, wow, this is so simple, it's stupid. And if a goofy guitar player can do it, everybody can do it.
One thing I did notice, Chimaine, after reading your book, you share natural remedies to help an array of health conditions, but no cure for cat scratch fever?
Well, there is a cure for cat scratch fever, but I'm married to him, so.
That's his secret for being lean and trim. There you go.
Yes.
That's great. Well, fantastic. Well, Ted, we thank you for stopping by. A big fan, and you're an inspiration. Again, I see some of these rock concerts, and I see these old souls, and they can hardly walk on stage, and they're big, and they're sweating, and you're just an inspiration that you can do it, like you just said. If Ted can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, and you know, this phenomenon of social media, I have tens of millions of people on Facebook that I communicate with numerous times each day. And common sense, logic, and self-evident truth is not that rare. But a lot of times, people have to break the paradigm and break the convenient path they've taken in life and doing the simple things and change and doing the smart things. And I got to tell you, people get very emotional when they come back and realize that I'm the hardest, most ferocious rock and roller in the history of noise. And the reason my concerts are so high energy is because I'm clean and sober and I don't eat junk food. And right. The enlightenment that that has created to people who, and here's the sad part, if the author of Wango Tango hadn't have told them, they'd have never heard it. So there is a dumbing down, and I'm focusing on the bad and the ugly, because the flat tire is the only thing we need to focus on our wonderful vehicle. But we need to celebrate our wonderful vehicle, and that is that common sense, logic, goodwill, decency, work ethic, American believability is alive and well. I meet with people every day on tour. I'm doing 55 concerts in 66 days in 2016. I'm wrapping it up here in a couple weeks. And I meet with working hard, playing hard families every day. And common sense is common and sensible across this land. But those of us that know it, we've got to kind of pound it home in a loving but very forceful way to the people at work and church and school and our family gatherings. We look and see the obesity around us. We don't say anything because we're worried about hurting feelings. Well, the hell with feelings. I'd rather save a life. So that's the battle cry today, and it is working. So the good still outweighs the bad and the ugly, but we must always focus on the bad and the ugly to bring it to good, and it is doable. The goofy guitar player can do it, so everybody can do it.
That's true. You know, one section, Shemaine, you talk about in your book, The Power of Music. Nothing lifts my spirits better, and my number one absolute go-to song is Stranglehold by you, Ted. And I'm not just saying that because you're here. That lifts my spirits. But I will tell you that people listening to talk radio and the news, it's a lot of negativity. I'm guilty of that. I was in a bad mood lately. And you know what? I turned on music, and Shemaine, you're right. The power of music. There's nothing that slaps you out of depression and helps you sleep and gets you more invigorated.
That's one of the things I wrote about in my book, is to put together a playlist. We all have those moments in our lives, something or someone that just brings us to our knees. And we have to pull ourselves out. And if we have a game plan, for example, putting together a happy playlist of songs that just put you in the right mood, whatever that is, rock and roll or otherwise. And it's important to have that game plan ahead of time, because we're all going to be confronted with obstacles in our lives.
Yeah. Now, I did notice that, you know, each chapter is 4 minutes long, and chapter 13 is about sex, and knowing you guys, that should have been half the book. What's going on here? 4 minutes.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left here. Otherwise, I could go on and on and on about sex. But, yeah, that's part of human nature. It's part of life, and it's part of one of those things that brings us all together.
Right. Well, most guys don't need the full 4 minutes, so what should they do with the other 2 minutes?
Well, you know, it's important to set aside time for being, not only being with the one you love, but for being lovable.
Yes.
And for creating the type of person that you want to be surrounded by. In fact, if you're one of those people that nags all the time, you might want to just stop and think and turn over a new page and start looking at rejuvenating yourself and your values and your morals and those people that you surround yourself with who bring you down. And in this book, I talk about things that you can do to change your life in just a few minutes a day. And one of those is, you know what? There are toxic people in our lives. And I give you some strategies about how to deal with those toxic people. Have you ever walked into a room and just by somebody
we just got a few seconds.
The energy in the room just feels like it zaps you.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
And great. What great information. And thanks so much for being here today, Shemaine. And to get your copy of 4 Minutes a Day, Rock and Roll Your Way to Happy, you can go to ShemaineNugent.rocks. You can also get this book at Amazon.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Shemaine Nugent. For our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.